Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure that we have a representative of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself, say, male, female, or something else?
Female.
And what year of your birth?
I'm old, honey. 1942.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college. 2 years.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm sorry.
Are you white, black, African-American?
Yes. I am Caucasian.
Indian or Alaska Native, Asian,
what?
Pacific Islander, what? Middle East, excuse me?
Are you a real person?
Thank you for the compliment. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered to vote?
I am registered.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 means that you're extremely motivated. 5 means that you're neither motivated nor unmotivated. 5 means that you're not motivated at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has lots of power.
5.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues facing you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, climate change, abortion, immigration.
Israel, violence.
Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neutral. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Joe Biden, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
Republicans in Congress.
7.
Donald Trump.
9.
Hakeem Jeffries.
7.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
All 5.
And thank you for your patience. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, or an independent candidate, or are you?
Well, I'd vote for Trump, Donald Trump.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or other?
Republican.
And would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Well, better under Trump.
Somewhat better or much better under Trump?
Much better.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities? Or trades, is effective, and gets things done. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him?
More likely.
Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable.
More likely.
Is honest and ethical.
More likely.
Wants to build black wealth.
More likely.
Is too woke.
Oh, less likely.
Protects abortion rights.
More likely.
Fights racism and discrimination.
More likely.
For each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it describes them extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Here's the first one. A gross economy. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
5.
Defends democracy.
2.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
0.
Secure borders.
Zero.
My God.
Wants to build black wealth.
Oh, that's stupid. I don't care. 5.
Looks out for people like me.
9.
Puts people over politics.
9.
Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is extremely motivating to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means that it's somewhat motivating, and 0 means that it's not motivating at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democrat legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Oh, come on, 5.
As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided a real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
5.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs.
2.
As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions of forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
That would be a zero.
And thank you again for your patience. Now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the two or three actions that you feel has the biggest impact on your life personally. Invest $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Set out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invest $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and keeping insulin costs, keeping insulin cost at $35 for seniors. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Eliminate $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invest in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship.
Three.
The one that says invest $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. That one.
There were two, there's too many choices there. I don't agree that any of those were accomplished.
Okay.
I can't pick one.
Okay, no problem. And moving along, and thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate?
Republican.
And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and cost the racial wealth gap, close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
The second one.
Next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing, reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 5 and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. While Republicans have chose Donald Trump to represent their party, the Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
4.
Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down cost by keeping prescription drugs cost at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees from 0 to 10, what do you choose? Excuse me?
I'm sorry. To me, that's a 0. They just didn't do any of that. They might have done it, but it meant nothing. It accomplished nothing.
And thank you again for your patience, ma'am. We are starting to wrap this up. Gun violence is out of control in America.
I've got to be leaving for an appointment.
Oh, yes,
how many
ma'am.
More questions?
I will read a lot faster.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yes, I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. The next one says, gun violence is out of control in America and Republicans in Congress. Send thoughts and prayers instead of taking a real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates a red flag law, and makes a big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, what do you
0. It doesn't keep. Go ahead. 0.
No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk of the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0
to 10, your first statement was not true, and that's a 0. Keep going.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expand coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Using the same scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning has a lot of power, 0 meaning has no power at all.
5.
Sometimes in a survey, like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2020 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? A Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
And once again, for each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that it describes them well, 5 means that it somewhat describes them, 0 means that it doesn't describe them well at all. Wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
5.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
0.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't think that that's any of your business.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, How often do you attend religious services? More than once
a week? Twice a week.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great afternoon. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.